Welcome to the Brick Bill Podcast. Congratulations, you have gone through two-thirds of our 40 days Brick Bill daily devotion. Don't stop. If you can have a non-stop daily devotion, then on day 41, you have a better chance to build a lifetime lifestyle of daily intimate relationship with God. Don't stop. Today is day 31, new healing. Be a healer, not a destroyer. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to Him. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence and then pray. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illness and bore our diseases. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. We have another passage after yesterday's to see the authority of Jesus in healing. Matthew quotes from Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4, leading people to see how Jesus' suffering and death takes away our infirmities and sins. When Jesus is there, healing comes. Are you willing to be used by Jesus to bring healing and be a healer? You must be thinking, are you joking? How can I be a healer? No, I am not. Remember what this passage leads us to understand. When Jesus is there, healing comes. So if you have a daily intimate relationship with Jesus, which means that Jesus is with you every minute, healing comes from Him through you. On the contrary, I have seen so many people, including Christians, who have been used by Satan to bring destruction. I have seen too much destruction and hurt in marriages, families, churches, and everywhere. Watch out! It is not so difficult to be used by Satan to say some real hurtful things, to hurt those who love you and even destroy their lives. Be a healer, not a destroyer, please. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to lay down our lives to you so that you can use us to be healers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, have you seen any healing through prayers yet? Can you share one of those experiences? Number two, have you seen some Christians, perhaps even Christian leaders, used by Satan to be destroyers? Number three, how can you avoid being a destroyer being used by Satan? How do you know if you act like that but thinking that you are doing some good things for Jesus? Number four, are you willing to be used by Jesus to bring healing and be a healer? Family Corner. Number one, has any of your family members experienced healing from Jesus before? How is that experience? Number two, how can you tell that kind of healing stories from the Bible or other resources to your family members? Let us bless the Lord.
Sing like a sing your praise.